Bensalem Bay Zero Water is partnering with the United Way in Michigan to distribute filters capable of cutting lead levels in drinking water. The company has set up a website for people to donate filters, and for every one donated, the company matches it, says CEO Doug Kellum. And he thinks the need will not go away soon.
Recently, you know, we kind of thought this, like a lot of people, we thought this issue was going to go away with the switch back to Detroit's water system, and it didn't, obviously. It got worse.
Zero Water began working with Flint last fall when it donated water coolers to the city schools. Donations of the filters for the Flint drive are coming from as far away as Texas, California, and Hawaii. Jamie Gaskin, the CEO of the United Way of Genesee County, says there's been a big demand for filters.
They go right into the warehouse and distribution system that's serving the whole population. So we're not picking and choosing necessarily people to be winners and losers. We're putting them right into the greater system.
Officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services say the lead levels in some parts of Flint exceed 150 parts per billion. In those cases, they say many filters can't guarantee to cut lead levels enough to be safe. Kellum says his filters are certified by the National Science Foundation to reduce lead, and he doesn't know if any product has been tested against those very high levels.
But certainly the filters still remove lead. It's just, you know, there's some uncertainty as to how far they'll go. So we still say, you know, replace the filters when they're recommended to be replaced. Do not overuse them, and chances are you'll be just fine.
Gaskin says that the United Way getting out of town help is encouraging as the city of Flint and the state of Michigan work on a long-term solution to the water crisis.
You know, at a time where, you know, we kind of sometimes feel alone and isolated. When we get this kind of support, you know, we certainly share it with the broader team to say, hey, people are out there and they care, and let's get focused on what the end of this looks like and sort of put our heads down and just get through it.
I'm J. Scott Smith for WHYY News.